a presidential step toward cybersecurity.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The President of the United States wants to harden critical computer networks against cyber attacks. It was there in the State of the Union address with President Obama talking about how attackers could try to sabotage our power grid, our financial institutions, and our air traffic control systems. Quote, "We cannot look back years from now and wonder why we did nothing in face of real threats to our security and our economy." The president's executive order is about sharing information about cyber threats and will be voluntary, not a mandatory system. Harvard Law professor Jonathan Zittrain.
Well, cybersecurity and even cyber warfare have been increasingly of concern both to the administration and to a lot of policy people in this area. And there's been a desire to see the federal government do something in this area. The particular order that Obama is signing has as its most salient feature trying to have it be easier for the government to be able to share information with the public and with the private sector of the public as the government becomes aware of general threats and maybe even specific threats.
So if there's a government war room set up to get an early sense of a cyber attack, this would allow the information to be shared. That doesn't seem that radical of a step.
No, in fact, it's a pretty modest proposal, and not in the Swiftian sense. It is the kind of thing that if you don't have statutes you can be passing, it's what you can do if you're the president. And it does involve some tricky questions of when the federal government should be alerting the public to things, because often if you are to make it known that you know about a certain vulnerability, it can tip off the bad guys as to how you came to know about it or make them aware not to use it anymore.
You also have that problem, the orange alert, the red alert, the yellow alert that came after the 9/11 attacks, in which there were so many alerts that the public started to tune out.
Yes, exactly. You just become acclimatized to it. And that's why it's probably really helpful when thinking about cybersecurity, and this is really hard to do in something like the State of the Union address, to kind of slice and dice the various problems under its umbrella so that we're not just talking kind of vaguely about the chessboard or about cyber warfare. The quite real threat to some what they call critical physical infrastructure, it's just not a great idea to take a big dam that holds back a lot of water and hook it up to the internet so you don't have to have your engineer actually physically show up. There can be unanticipated vulnerabilities that really do need to be sort of discovered and stamped out.
Well, Professor Zittrain, I'm glad we talked about this. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Zittrain is co-founder and director of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society.